Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say relationship, 关系, in Chinese. We have a perfect person, Carol Stone. Carol, she is called the London's networking queen. And she does that so well that she's also awarded a CBE by the real queen in the UK. Hi, Carol, 你好.
Hello there. I'm very pleased to be with you.
Thank you. As a London's networking queen, what's the secret?
I do like bringing people together. Mm-hmm. I think if we talk to each other, exchange ideas, exchange views, we can help each other. Mm-hmm. I actually would go as far as to say that I think friends are the joy of life and a solace in life.
Right. It's amazing because your philosophy about relationship is in a way quite similar to Chinese relations. And you probably heard that a lot of people who do business in China or who have friends in China, they value 关系 quite a lot. And 关系 here just means relationship.
It does mean relationship, but I've always thought it to mean in China. I've only been to China once for one of the World Economic Forum meetings.
Sure, that was in Tianjin, yeah.
That's right. And the feeling I felt was that whatever you put into the world, really, and into relationships, certainly, one way or another will come back to you in the sense that not by gain, but by the reward of having made that contact. And somebody else may say, you ought to talk to Carol because she's somebody that will deliver on her promises, be in touch, and will be generous with her contacts. I think that's very good.
Yes, that's really my personal experience. I've known you for about 10 years, I think. And then you are loved by so many people. And I can see that you've really been very sincere helping people who can create the chemistry, create the synergy, and they can work together. I can really see the effort you made. And also, I was wondering the title CBE meant, and turned out that it says, okay, it's the commander of the most excellent order of the British Empire. And that was awarded by the Queen. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Right, can you share more with us about 关系? 关系, we know in Chinese, we say 关系, and that means relations. And sometimes we say, we can hear slight sarcastic tone when people describe, oh, when you are in China, you need 关系. Rather than just like the positive, the forward-looking relations we talk about, being able to network with people, putting people together to create a great job.
I think that is exactly the same as in this country, in the UK, because networking has a bad name. It makes you think of people who are grasping to push other people out the way, meet the most important person, and then go off. It's not like that at all. Networking should be just as it is, I understand, in China. It's just the way that you make sure that whoever you meet, you just put out a few feelers, and you can soon find a common denominator, things you have in common. And I think it can really, really help the world go round.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And when we describe someone who has very good networking, in Chinese we say 关系好.
关系好.
How is good.
So, 关系好.
关系好.
Excellent. I think it's a wonderful idea to teach a new phrase a day, you know, because I'm trying to learn Italian and I think I'm going to try it that way. It's a wonderful idea to do this.
Yeah, and bit by bit, you actually go a long way and it's fun as well. And the way about language, just like not only Chinese, in English as well, as an English learner, we found that when we put different words, vocabulary together, we create many more dynamic meanings. So 关系, we know it's relations. So when we want to say someone has good relations, we say 关系好. Mm-hmm. Or when we say, these two people, they don't get on, we say 关系不好.
关系不好.
不 is no. So 不好 means not good. And in this case, it's no longer about networking. It's more about the interpersonal relations. A and B, they don't have good relations. They don't get on. So we say 关系不好.
关系不好. I think unless you're going to marry somebody, it doesn't really matter too much whether you like them or don't like them. If they're doing a good job, for my case, for charities, I work a lot with charities now, or if even in business, there's someone you want to do business with. On the whole, I think you can find a common ground. If someone was really rude to me, I usually put my hands on their shoulders and say, did you mean to be that rude? And mostly they didn't. It was just a misunderstanding. They were rushing or whatever it is. Right. So I think frank talking is very good, but I think you should always be able to understand the other person's point of view too, and that way on the whole you can jog along even if you wouldn't be very, very good friends.
That's really wise. Yeah, a lot of people thought that having good 关系 it's about sugarcoating what you say. In fact, as you say, people appreciate honesty.
Oh, not at all. Yes, absolutely. I was at a meeting last night about anxiety for a charity of which I'm involved. And I said to the audience of about 100 people, how many of you have experienced anxiety now or before? 90% of the people put their hands up. And after one of the speakers talked about his own anxiety and how he'd overcome it by accepting it in a funny way, the people came up and felt released to talk to him. I think if you share a little bit of your own personal worries, that can sometimes make other people share them too, and it can help both of you.
That's amazing. And then what's the secret? You mentioned that you record and remember every person and what they need and then how to help them by connecting them with the right people. Nowadays, it's quite easy with our social network, with the smartphones, but you started doing it many years ago before the technology.
I started probably about 40 years ago when I was at the BBC. I started the BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, as a secretary, and I moved on to produce programmes like Woman's Hour and a programme in the UK called Any Questions, which is discussing live the political and the events, the current affairs that are happening there and then. We'd be talking about Brexit, of course. We'd be talking about Holland. We'd be talking about current affairs. And I think I learned early on that if you just take the trouble, this morning before I came here, I was making a note of the three girls I met from China last night, one from a television company, one who's gone off to the Henley Business School, and another girl who very kindly said she wanted to be like me until she knew how old I was. But she said that in the sense that meeting more people. And I put their names in the database. I've sent them a quick email. So pleased to meet you. Wasn't it a fantastic event? I do hope we'll keep in touch. Warmest wishes. And what I would normally do the next time I hold one of my gatherings, I'd invite them and say, do come along, bring a friend if you wish. It's all very easy, very informal, and not a thing to make a fuss about. But it just gives you that choice to say to somebody, come and see me. I could say to you, well, come around next Monday, 6 or 7:30 in my flat. Be lovely to see you. Bring a friend if you wish. Otherwise, we've got to make a date for a coffee, and that may be very difficult for both of us.
Yeah, that's amazing. You must have a big heart to be so accommodating and thinking about helping people all the time.
No, my brother, who was 2 years older than me, suffered from paranoid schizophrenia, and he had a tormented life, and he died of a stroke, probably because of too many drugs all life, at 45. And he could only communicate with myself and my mother and my father. And mostly that was questioning life. And I always felt that if only he could have communicated and shared his worries, shared his feelings, he would have been a somewhat happier boy. And so I've always felt that's what I want to do. I was very, very shy, very, very shy. Listeners can't see it, but I've got a very large nose, and I used to sit with my hand over it so that people couldn't see me. And then my mother, who I think was born wise, said to me one day, look, dear, when I joined the BBC as a secretary at 21, she said, take an interest in other people. Don't worry about yourself. I joined the BBC at 21. They said, in 2 years, you'll be established staff, which means I'd really be a BBC employee. Mm-hmm. And I said, in 2 years, I'll be married. And 35 years later, the first man ever asked me to marry him, and I accepted at 57.
Wow, that's amazing. Carol, you have such an incredible story. And I totally agree. You said pay attention to other people and listen to them. This is really...
You forget your own concerns. Is my dress right? Is my brooch looking okay? Just listen.
Thank you. Yeah. That's really a lesson for all of us, I think. Listen to other people. That's how you have good guanxi. Thank you very much for joining us, Carol, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinese.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode.
I certainly do.
Yeah, you share the secret to have good guanxi. Thank you. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Carol.
Thank you, 再见.